Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Cassie DeBray, a member of Jamestown United Way, and we have Stacey Ondernacht, Communications Director for Girl Scouts Dakota Horizons. And Stacey and Cassie, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you guys for joining us. Excited to talk more about United Way and the different organizations they're helping and talk more about Girl Scouts today. So we'll start with Cassie like we have before. And Cassie, you know, Jamestown United Way has been raising money for area organizations for a long time, and they've set the goal again this year. And you guys benefit a lot of different organizations in this area.
Right. Our goal this year for our 2018-2019 campaign is $200,000. And as part of that, our mission is in part of the United Way worldwide and to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities around the world to advance the common good. Our current impact model emphasizes that 99% of all funds raised in Stutzman County stay in Stutzman County. So it's really important to note that those dollars that are donated and contributed here, they stay here. And that means what? $2,000?
I can't do the math. Don't
make go
me do
the math. To the national fees.
Right.
So it's really not that much when you're thinking about how much money actually does stay here for our agencies.
Yeah, exactly. And multiple agencies.
And multiple agencies. Yeah. We are supporting 15 different agencies, the Alano Society, Boy Scouts, Northern Lights, Camp Rokowan, Child Care Aware, Community Corrections, Girl Scouts, Dakota Horizons, Imagination Library, James River Transit, The Most, 21st Century After School Program, PATH, Safe Shelter, Salvation Army, The Sane CERT, Sexual Assault Response Team Program through the Jamestown Regional Medical Center, and Senior Companion Program and the Arts Center. So we support a whole bunch of different organizations, plus we have our venture grants, and we awarded 5 of those last year. So
it's awesome. Some great stuff in this area. And you brought it up, Girl Scouts, Dakota Horizons, Stacey joining us from there. She is the communications director. And Stacey, Girl Scouts, I mean, synonymous with multiple different things. Mm-hmm. The camps, of course, the cookies, you've got those. Mm-hmm. But kind of run us through what Girl Scouts is and the whole goal behind it.
Yeah. So at Girl Scouts, we build girls of courage, confidence, and character who are making the world a better place. And that's really our drive. It's our opportunity to mobilize these girls in their community to help them unleash their leadership potential. And so whether your girl starts in kindergarten or ages all the way through high school, we know she's receiving outcomes. And we really serve the girls in the areas of outdoor, STEM, entrepreneurship, and life skills, giving them those opportunities to identify what they have an interest in and foster that in a really all-girl-led space.
It's really amazing. And again, I pointed it out. There's so many different things you guys do. And there's been a lot of girls who have really succeeded because of Girl Scouts.
Yeah, we actually have a local Gold Award Girl Scout. Okay. The Gold Award is the highest award a girl can earn through Girl Scouting. It's a 7-step project that can take a girl up to 3 years to complete. And we had a Girl Scout named Teresa right here in Jamestown.
Fantastic.
Who did a Blankets of Comfort project where she did a blanket drive to get blankets for foster children in Stutzman County so that when they were taken from their homes and put into an unfamiliar place, they had something to go with them and comfort them as they did that. So Teresa saw a need and she took action and involved her community to make that happen.
Good for her. That's fantastic. So shout out to Teresa.
That's
really amazing. How long did that take her to do? Like you said, it could take 3 years.
It can take up to 3 years. So once a girl goes into her freshman year of high school, she's eligible to start on that Gold Award project. And it's really only 6% of Girl Scouts in the nation get that Gold Award award. So it really is an amazing thing. It's a really monumental thing for the girl. It sort of culminates her Girl Scout career and really immerses her in that making the world a better place part of our mission.
Perfect. So again, Stacey Ondernacht with the Girl Scouts Dakota Horizons. She's the communications director there. And again, a recipient of part of these United Way funds. Being a nonprofit organization, obviously rely on a lot of funding sources, right?
Yeah, we do. We do. And we're very thankful to be a partner of the United Way. We have a very active, we call it a service unit, which is essentially the adult leadership that holds all the troops here in Stutzman County. And we're serving 109 girls right now through Girl Scouts, 29 volunteers. volunteers are making that possible, and we have an additional 59 adult members. So the United Way funds really help those girls do more. They've participated in a World Thinking Day, which is a global awareness program. They've done some STEM activities. They did a frozen fun camp. They've done a fun with science events, and even the kindergarten and first grade daisies have done a Goldie Blocks engineering program.
Oh, awesome.
And those are all led by the volunteers and funded by the United Way. Additionally, here right over the holidays, the girls put together cookie plates that they gave to Meals on Wheels to give to some of their recipients. So we really like to support the other agencies that United Way is funding as well. You've probably seen them out at Buffalo Days or doing some parades in the community as an opportunity to bring an awareness and bring more girls in. So they're doing all kinds of fun things, some recognition events for the girls to, of course, you've probably heard of our Girl Scout cookie program.
The New Year's resolution breaker every single year.
Yes. So our largest entrepreneurship program, it really is the largest girl-run business in the world, and that's exactly what those girls are doing. They're coming out of that program of five skills, and they're running their own business.
Yeah.
They're online. They're at cookie booths. They're going door-to-door. They're really setting a marketing plan and working to achieve a goal. And so all of those things that these girls are doing are because of the United Way, and probably one of the most important things is the financial aid that we can offer. Right. So if there are girls who can't afford to be part of Girl Scouts, we can help them with that. We can pay their annual membership fee. We can help them get their uniform pieces and even help them attend programs so that we know every girl has the opportunity for the Girl Scout leadership experience.
Wow, that's amazing. So knowing that a donation to United Way or just the Girl Scouts in general can help so many different aspects of being a Girl Scout. And Stacey, you did point out too that in this area, kind of the Jamestown, Stutzman, broader area, there's a really good participation in our area for Girl Scouts, right?
Yeah, there is. And they're very active. And so they're out in the community, and that's what we want to see. You know, you're going to want to see your girls being part of food drives and at the nursing home singing carols. And they're learning through all of those pieces, too. So every age level has what's called a journey. And through that journey, they learn a skill, and they discover something about themselves. They connect what they've discovered to their community, and then they take action to make change. So yeah, every dollar you give is equipping a girl with the skills she needs to be that female leader of tomorrow.
That's amazing. Very good. Stacey Ondernacht again with the Girl Scouts Dakota Horizons, Communications Director Cassie DeBray with Jamestown United Way. So Cassie, we learn all the time when we bring on these agencies that United Way is helping in this area, that a donation to United Way is helping the Girl Scouts and helping all of those organizations with one donation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. And we have each year, actually biannually, they tell us kind of what budget they want for their requests. And then we do our best to raise all the monies and more that we can to help them achieve their goals as well.
Perfect. And doing so, we have a big fundraiser coming up actually on the 17th.
Yes. Thursday is bingo. So join us for bingo Thursday the 17th at the KC Hall from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. There are cash prizes. There's door prizes. And they're amazing. Like, I just got a cookie basket from the Girl Scouts.
Something a little sweet.
And I have gift cards to community vendors, and I have Art Center wine and cheese tickets.
Oh, awesome.
So you're going to want to participate so that you can be entered to win. And if you go on our Facebook page and share our bingo flyer and then comment done, you'll get a double entry into our door prizes.
I actually didn't even know that. That's awesome. Okay, so on the 17th, we have bingo coming up. Help the United Way benefit organizations like the Girl Scouts, Dakota Horizons, help out the area Girl Scouts. Stacey, if people have questions about Girl Scouts, what are some ways they can learn more about that?
So definitely go to our website, which is gsdakotahorizons.org. You can give us a call at 1-800-666-2141 or email help@gsdakotahorizons.org.
Perfect. And then for United Way, Cassie.
Right. So we are on Facebook, Jamestown United Way or United Way of Stutzman County. It's the same page. And 952-UWAY is our phone number locally.
Very good.
Give us a
call. So Stacey or Cassie, anything else you guys wanted to add in there?
Just real quick, our campaign does end the end of February to raise our monies for this year. So we're hoping to get that $200,000 goal in just a few short remaining weeks.
It's coming up quickly, but we can help them out.
But we can do
it. The Girl Scouts and the donation, the United Way, and Cassie and Stacey, thanks for joining us and Let's Talk.
Thanks, Warren.
Thank you.